White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 7th, 1905. My dear son, I have a message for you. It was been presented to me that the sinking of your boat and the other misfortunes that came upon you were a lesson sent from the Lord. And many other matters have also been laid open before me with great clearness. You moved unwisely in taking your work from the Southern Publishing House. There was a great deal involved in this action. Causes lead to effects. You should have considered the effect that such a step would have upon the association and upon yourself. You should have seen that it was your privilege and duty to blend your interests with the interests of the Nashville office, not as the one who was to be always favored, but as one who was to help and be helped, not as one who was to have the deciding voice, but as one who was to unite his talents with the talents of others for the building up of a united work. You have been launching out in the investment of means and are becoming more and more involved. In much of your work, you are doing the very things that you should not do. This is becoming a great burden to those who are associated with you, and a great burden to the brethren whose means you are using to do the many things that your mind devises to be done. I was in a board meeting in which finances were being accurately sized up. I saw that the safety of our work in the South depends on our brethren who are bearing responsibilities, working in earnest union, counseling together, and assisting one another. I have written a short letter to Elder Butler, saying that one man's voice and one man's talent should not be allowed to rule in the work of the Southern Publishing Association. The same principle holds true in the work of the Southern Missionary Society. Faithful brain and heart work is to be done by a united company.